4CEF, mobile. Where were you at this morning?
Jason's still at the Outer Banks.
I know.
I'll have to send you some pictures.
Let's see what it looks like. I'm in the Outer Banks. I've always stayed around Myrtle Beach, Surfside, all that area.
What you missing? We did the, they got wild horses on the north end of the Outer Banks, so we took the Hummer ride out there looking for the wild horses and got to see them.
All neat right there.
Turns out they got like whole subdivisions out there on the beach that are only accessible by the beach, and all the roads are sandy roads. If you don't have four-wheel drive, it ain't gonna happen.
I've heard of that.
The Hatteras Lighthouse, but they're doing an 18-month restoration on it, and then, so they had the 20-plus coats of paint stripped off of it.
Need to be the one to put the 20 coats back on it.
You get on to the Outer Banks on Highway 20 or Highway 64, and if you go south, it's the Hatteras National Seashores, and it's not really populated too much, and it's not commercialized much, and if you go north, then it's all commercialized.
Interesting how certain areas just kind of, you know, once it's commercialized, I mean, you think Myrtle Beach, for example, it's all commercialized with the oceanfront and Broadway to beach and all that, but you start getting a little bit away from it, and you see businesses, but nowhere near anything like that.
There's some spots on the Outer Bank when you're going down the highway from the ocean to the sound, it's probably only less than 100 yards.
I thought the wife had taken a trip up there sometime.
And pointed to KOA. We stayed at the KOA there in Rodanthe. That was pretty cool.
Were there all of Thanksgiving, or did you leave right after?
We were there for Thanksgiving, and we brought some sides, and man, they had so much food you can't imagine. They provided the turkey and the desserts and the ham and everybody else. All the campers provided all the sides, and well, you had people from all over the country, so I mean, you had all different kinds of sides.
Well, I was Lakewood, where we keep our camper. They were doing something similar, but, you know, never want to miss out on the family time, but, you know, maybe someday I might end up either going down there for Christmas or whatnot, but I'm sure that's a really neat experience.
Time we've done it, you know what I mean? But, you know, usually, you know, you cook a bunch all day, and then you eat, and then you got to put up all the leftovers, and here, you know, there wasn't any leftovers or anything you had to do. Like at the KOA, they had a little observation tower, and if you went up in it, you could see the sounds, and then turn around and you could see the ocean.
Is the KOA on the beach or just near it?
Right there on the beach.
I've always heard good things about KOA campgrounds, but, you know, sometimes you get up towards like Gatlinburg, some of those are a little more expensive, but I've always heard they were really neat campsites and whatnot, but that'd be pretty cool to do that up at the Outer Bank.
Picture what we rented. I'll send you one, but it was like a little tiny home. So it had a queen bed, sofa, queen, and two bunks of beds, slept six, full refrigerator, full bathroom. Didn't have a kitchen, had a microwave, you'd have to grill. But it was like $110 a night.
At all.
And if you didn't need the refrigerator and all that stuff, you know, they got cabins for, you know, $80 a night.
And I might have to mention that to the wife. That'd be a neat thing to do.
Provided the linens and everything, so it was nice. All the silverware was there. All the dishes were there. The towels and everything. It was awesome.
Tell the wife about that. That'd be a neat experience. I mean, we've stayed in hotels and stuff, but that would be really cool to go there, check out the Outer Banks on top of staying in a little cabin or whatnot. That'd be really neat.
Hot tub, It had a pool. The pool's technically open year-round, but, man, that water was cold, so I didn't chance it. And that, but they have a big bouncy pad for the kids, and they had events every day that they were doing. And our cabin was probably 100 yards off of the beach and 200 off of the sound.
Are you a family, or is that why you didn't take the camper? Is that way you can have the place with more room?
It's not cost-effective to drag the camper. You know, it's too cost-prohibitive to drag it that far. I mean, but we're there with my brother and sister-in-law and my mother-in-law.
I mean, that's why we keep ours at the beach, so we ain't got to drive it back and forth. But, yeah, that'd be really neat. I'm glad to mention that to the wife. I'll have to do that when she gets home tonight.
KN4TFW. Yeah, it was really, really nice. I can't complain at all about it. And then we drove, so my sister-in-law lives just south of Raleigh, and it's like 4 hours from here, so we drove to there on Wednesday night. And then we got up Thursday and ate breakfast, and then went on out there.
Sounds like y'all had a good time.
We had a real good time, because if the ocean's too rough to fish in, then you can just fish in the sound.
That would definitely be neat. That's why I've always told the wife, if we ever got a place down towards Myrtle Beach, it'd probably be like Merle's Inlet. You know, that way you can go out and surf in the inlet, or not surf, but fish in the inlet instead of doing surf fishing. That's not something I've ever done. I bet it'd be pretty neat. I'm sure it's pretty cool up there as well.
Go this time, but they have a state park there in Nags Head called Jockey's Ridge, and it's like the largest sand dune on the east coast. And in the evening time, man, there was so many large kites up there, but you can snowboard down it on sand.
Happen to see
Jockey's Ridge State Park.
I'll try to remember that.
The state parks there, there's three on the Outer Banks and the Hatteras Seashores, and they're only like $25-$30 a night, but they don't have power on that, so, you know, you got to bring a generator.
Yeah, though, I'm a shoot. This time of year, well, maybe not this time, you know, it's a little bit cool, but... You know, in the cooler camping time, it probably would be a bad time to go tent camping up there. But I'm going to definitely have to mention that to the wife. That'd be really neat to try out somewhere a little different than Myrtle Beach or Lakewood.
Call them glamping tents. It's like a tent up on a, it's almost like a yurt up on a big platform. And those were pretty cool.
Anyway.
They probably had 250 sites. They probably had 25 or 30 cabins and little mini homes, and then they had them glamping tents. Then they have some suites that are above the, full-blown suites that are above the KOA store.
I never knew that. I just thought most KOAs were just, you know, camping spots and pull your camper or your tent up there. I didn't realize they had amenities like that. Do y'all do the membership thing where you buy it, or do y'all just stay at the KOA?
It's $35 a year, and it gets you 10%, so you use it a couple of times, and it's paid for itself. The KOA there in TR on 25 has got the Conestoga wagons that you can stay in.
I'll skip the wagon, but the tent and the cabin sounds pretty cool.
This one is this one down there at the beach. It's the second highest performing KOA.
That would be a neat experience. I'd take my boys to see that too before they get too old to want to go camping with.
TFW. I'll send you some pictures. I got some pictures of the park and that. It was probably 150 spots open when we were down there.
KO4CF.
KN4TFW. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Ken. Glad you made it back safe. And hello again, Andrew. I can't stay long. I've been listening to y'all, but I've been on the phone.
Put my phone on silent. I don't want to hear it anymore.
lot.
Why do you say that?
85 is all either red or yellow all the way.
Andrew in a parking lot.
You still doing on? You must be almost to the house.
No, I'm getting ready to switch vehicles and then go to the club meeting just out the road from your house to Little Rebel.
Meeting there.
Greenville Club.
Down there at the Red Cross anymore?
This one's the Christmas dinner. Everybody's getting together.
All clubs. I didn't go 85. I saw it popped up on the map. It was red and yellow like you saw. I'm like, nope, I'll just go the back way. You know, I don't mind going a little slower as long as I can just keep moving.
Yeah, we did our stand of the red up there in Charlotte.
Vehicles. I just wanted to say 7-3 to both of you and have a good evening and get home safely. KL4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
7-3, Patrick. You have a good one, and I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4TFW.
Have a good one. 7-3. Patrick, you be safe on your way home. Hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CF, and I'll be standing by a little bit longer. 7-3.
Andrew, KN4TFW.
I'm a few more miles from the house.
On the south end of the Outer Banks, it was still a good bit of devastation. A lot of building, a lot of things didn't get rebuilt and everything. And then this time of year, a lot of stuff was closed for the season. It was hard at the south end to find a restaurant that was actually open for seafood.
One downside, I mean, even Myrtle Beach does a lot of that. And, you know, we stay down at Surfside Beach. And you see in the off season, the same restaurants are not open or they close a lot earlier than they normally do. You know, just stuff like that because there's just not as much tourist stuff to keep them open.
I cut my short trip on the very first night driving up to Raleigh.
Getting your trip to Raleigh?
Cut it short. We were going out on 64 out through the country. There was a pickup truck pulling a camper. He was on the side with his flashers. And I looked at it for a second and looked back, and there was a huge deer laying in the road. And it's like, man, I didn't have any time or whatever. I straddled it, and it knocked off a plastic piece that is over, like, the rear end assembly.
Most of that, I was going down in a hole. It was cutting in and out. He said you ran into somebody on the side of the road with a skid steer?
He had hit a deer with his truck, and it was laying in the middle of the road, and I had to straddle it. And when I did, the rear end caught on it.
You had to go. A skid steer. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Did it do any damage to it, or did everything all right?
A little plastic shield that's on my, where my rear end would be. And it snatched it off. I'll have to carry it and figure out how to get a new one.
Shoot, my brother-in-law and sister, they were riding along in their van here recently. It's probably been maybe a week. And they didn't hit the deer. The deer ran into the side of the car as they were driving down the road. And, I mean, they couldn't hardly open their door. It damaged all down the side of it. I guess where it just kind of flopped against the car. I mean, it's crazy how much damage there was, and they probably got up and run back off at like it was no problem, but man, they just do so much damage.
Yes, no, this morning coming out of the Outer Banks, I'm going down the road and somebody had hit one and it was laying in the middle of the road. I had to go around it to keep from hitting it, and it was a buck.
I mean, I tell you what, they've definitely been moving this year. I don't know if it's because there's more of them. I don't know what it is, or just so much, you know, pushing them out through the neighborhoods and whatnot. But they've been all over the interstate.
We saw a bunch of them on our trip.
Okay. Yeah, come on in, Steve. KO4CF.
How you guys doing? I hope you had a nice turkey day. I just wanted to jump in here just for a second. Andrew, are you going over to the Christmas dinner with the club, flying club?
I don't know. I mean, dang, I've been so busy at work half the time. I mean, I'm just now getting ready to pull in the house to get home. So I don't know what my schedule looks like. And usually when I do have a free weekend, I'm busy doing something and it's not free.
Okay, well, you know it's at 1 o'clock of the daytime.
1 o'clock when?
I tell you what, y'all, Ken, you two carry on a minute, and I'll look it up on the email, and I'll tell you the date, okay?
Is it the airfield? Is that what you're talking about?
Christmas dinner, they're having it over at that Wings place in Greer.
Good, I might have to see if I can work that in. I'll check my email as soon as I get home. I'm less than a mile from the house, so I can check it when I get home, see if I can make arrangements for that. I'm going back up there.
I'm going at least twice next year. Probably line up Mother's Day week, go up there for that. And then this time we'll take the Jeep, and then we can do the wild horse tour ourselves. Because on the north end, you can drive on the beach almost to Virginia.
I don't know if I'd do it. I don't know if I would do it. All that sand up inside the car and whatnot. Oh, God. It's enough just to get it in your floorboard when you're getting in and out of the car half the time.
Part of it is like it's the highway. I mean, it was hard packed. And then it was, you can't believe, I'll send you a video. You can't believe how many cars were out there.
I never heard such a thing.
About the trip was it was like 40 degrees at the beach, and we were in an open Hummer with like stadium seats, so it was a little bit cool.
You definitely imagine that, 40 degrees and not really covered up at all.
There's rental houses out there where the wild horses are, and that, I mean, if you don't have a four-wheel drive, you're not getting out there.
I assume you'd have to plan that ahead, so. Well, Ken, I just pulled in the driveway, so you and the wife will meet you in the morning. I'm going to head on in here and see what me and the boys going to do for supper, so. But you have a good one. Y'all be safe. 73KO4CF, and I'll be clearing you final.
That's a good time, and I'm about a mile out anyway. And so you have a good one. I'll catch you tonight, or in the morning, rather. KN4TFW.
Andrew, 12:21 at 1 p.m. That's December 21st is when the Christmas party is. I think I'm going to try to make it over. It's at Wild Ace Pizzeria.
I'll try to remember that. I'll let the wife know. She'll help me help keep me straight with it. So that actually sounds like it'd be pretty good. And during that time, I don't even have to worry about work. So maybe I can make that one. So we'll see. Shoot, I haven't been to the airfield in so long, it ain't funny. So everybody probably done forgot about me.
If I got going on, I haven't flown this year. I'm out there, I'm going to be worse than a beginner when I get back out there. So anyhow, maybe we can get together at the Christmas party. I'll talk to you, bud. 73's KN4BWA, I'm clear.
Have a good one, KO4CF, and I'll be clear.